Hopefully the week's been a good one. Your kids healthy. Hopefully a good lineup that you're going to be taking once again coming up districts on Saturday.
We've had a couple of days, Monday and Tuesday. We had, some good practices. We don't want to overwork the guys too much. This point of the season, it's just, fixing the little things and, staying sharp. And so, our practices have been a little bit shorter this week. We get in, we get out. We want to make sure that we stay fresh, that we stay healthy. And, we want to make sure that, the guys are focusing on, the tournament on Saturday, getting excited about that, not dreading coming to, a long, hard practice every day of the week. And, I think our guys' spirits are pretty high. Like I said before, we have a group of guys that, are still pretty hungry. They're not satisfied, with, where they're at right now. Their season really is just beginning, the postseason, we have a group of guys that want to get to the state tournament. They're not ready to check it in, so to speak. And, that's really what you want from your team at this point of the season. And, not every team, not every wrestler can say that. A lot of guys are ready to turn everything in and get the season over with, but we have a group of guys that I think are really hungry, and they're ready to go on Saturday. They're excited about being at Crete. I've never been to a Crete gym, and I'm sure that most of our guys, if not all of our guys on the team, none of them have been to Crete as well. And there's 12 teams there overall. Most of the teams are from the East. Six of the teams we've actually gotten a chance to see at some point throughout the season at least once, and so that's good. But six of the teams are going to be pretty new to us, and so that's kind of exciting as well, not wrestling guys at districts, that you see week in and week out usually. And so it's going to be a good day. It should be pretty competitive. Two of the favorites team-wise, going into the tournament are probably Omaha Scut. They have a loaded team from top to bottom, which they normally do. Nothing's changed this year. They're probably the heavy favorites to win our district. I think they're probably going to qualify 10 or more guys out of our district, and so that just tells you how tough they are. And then another team that's really tough is Plattsmouth. And, we did get to see Plattsmouth at the COSAD tournament the first week of the year. And, they have some good quality wrestlers in their lineup, but that was the first week of the year. I'm sure that they've improved, just like we've improved as a team. And all the teams in our district, have improved throughout the year. But I think it's going to be a pretty competitive district. And so we're just really looking forward to getting out there on the mat and see whatever happens, and we're just hoping that we wrestle the best of our abilities on Saturday.
I know you, Coach, you've had some injuries over the past couple of weeks to some guys. Do you feel like some of those guys healed up and will be back in that lineup for the district run coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, we did get some guys back. I guess really one guy back at 120 pounds, Tice Hammerlin is back on the mat this week practicing and looking pretty good. He had an injury a couple of weeks ago, but looks to be fine right now. Unfortunately, it's looking like Tate Schaefer at 157 pounds won't be back, and Callum McCorkle at 165 pounds had surgery last week, and so he's obviously not going to be back for the district tournament. But we do have 11 guys in our lineup that'll be wrestling on Saturday, and we're going to do the best that we can with what we have. We're as healthy as I guess we're going to be, and we're only going to control and worry about the things that we can control, and we're just going to go out there and on Saturday and try to get as many of our 11 guys punched through to the state tournament, and hopefully we have a lot of our guys placing in the top four at districts, and they get the job done.
Of course, Tristan Campbell has had a phenomenal year. One of your guys ranked very high, probably your highest-ranked kid in his weight class. I take it he's going to have some very, very good kids as well, isn't he?
Yeah, Tristan's weight class, 144 pounds in our district, probably, from what I've seen, probably the toughest weight class in our district. I think there's four or five guys ranked in the top 10 in the state. Just at his weight class in our district, he should be the top seed in his weight class on Saturday. But he's going to have to earn his way to the top, so to speak, on Saturday. There's a tough kid from Lexington who is his only loss on the year. Tristan's beaten him twice, and the Lexington kid beat him once at the Lexington tournament. So we know that kid's tough. The Omaha Scut kid, I think, is ranked, number three or number four in the state, and so he's tough. And then there's a couple of others as well. There's a kid from Gretna East that's pretty respectable. And he's going to have a challenge ahead of him, but he's the ultimate competitor. And if I had to pick anybody on our team to come through do well in a bracket like that at districts, it would be Tristan. And so he's focused. He's ready to go. He's got high goals, and I expect him to wrestle his best on Saturday.